Day 1. Monday. Chapter 1. You can go outside, but stay in the garden. Do you hear me, Stephen? His mum's voice was shrill, like a witch's. Gran's bedroom smelt of pee. His mum was stripping the bed, while his gran sat in a winged armchair, her hair a fluffy white halo. She winked at Stephen as he left the room. His gran was sick, but she wasn't cross. The garden was tiny and surrounded by a high hedge. Once, when he came on holiday, he'd helped his granddad cut the hedge, but now it was so tall it blocked the light. Stephen stood on the closed gate, humming to himself, until he saw the bones. They lay in the shape of a cross, on the pavement just outside the garden. Excitement beat the pulse at his temple. Already, his active imagination was writing the bones into a story of pirates and treasure. He looked up and down the empty street. Whoever had dropped them was gone. Probably they would never come back. Conscience assuaged, Stephen dropped to his knees, slipped his small hand through the black bars, and stretched his arm as far as he could. He grunted as the metal dug painfully into his armpit, his face squashed sideways to the gate. Out of the corner of his eye, he could see his fingers wriggling disappointingly short of the bones. He withdrew his arm and rubbed it, muttering under his breath in a decisive manner, "I'll have to go outside. I'll just have to." He sneaked a look at the kitchen window. What if his mum was at the sink? His heart leapt. The window was blank. A mix of excitement and fear coursed through his veins, and he swallowed hard. He conjured up an image of his mum's angry face if he disobeyed her, and he wiped his mouth anxiously. She would go bananas, raving on at him about not doing what he was told. It was a scary thought. But if he was quick, he saw himself zip out and in again, almost instantaneously, like Billy Whiz in the Beano comic. The bones were tantalizingly close. And it wasn't really going outside, he told himself firmly. Not if he was very, very quick. Stephen slipped through, snatched up the bones and stepped swiftly back inside, pulling the gate quietly shut behind him. He stood stock still, his heart thudding in his chest. At last, he let his breath out in an exaggerated gasp. He had done it. He smiled down at his prize,